Sorry for the interruption. I have two more points to conclude before a call interrupted the session. Okay. Another point for the reasons of adoption of this system is the success of this system where it has been practiced earlier. Lord Lugard felt that the success of this policy in India, Uganda, etc., was enough proof that the system would surely succeed in the British colony. Okay, so that was why they introduced indirect rule system. Another point is stable political system. Stable political system. Obedience to constituted authority is a must for a stable political system. The subjects in northern Nigeria were so obedient to their rulers and the institution, and the result was stability in the system. Britain, therefore, had to allow the system to stay. Any interference would have incurred the wrath of the people. Okay, now that one is also self-explanatory. When we did indirect rule system in the north, we saw that the reason why it succeeded 100% in the north was as a result of their religion. Their religion was their politics. Their sultan had the final say. Above all, they had a centralized system. And because they had a centralized system, all authority came from their sultan. Okay? That was why it was very, very successful. And so when the British colonial administrators came, they saw that it was the best thing for them to do. Continuity. They needed to continue, from where they start. Okay, so we are going to stop here for the time, and I hope you must have gotten one or two things. Above all, try as much as you can to go through the ones we have done so far. Okay, remember we started with the meaning of colonialism, then colonial administration, and now one of the techniques they used for the colonial administration to succeed was indirect rule system. Okay. I hope you are doing what you're supposed to be doing. Keep on staying safe. Keep on working hard. One day, coronavirus will be a story. Take care of yourselves.